It's so good to be with you all today and to share with you something that has been so near and dear to my heart. When he asked me to preach, it just felt natural, although my insides were going to my outsides, and I will move the music stand. Hang on. I'm not going to just preach right over here. Prayer is what I'm going to talk about today. And many of you might have seen the crosses on the back wall this morning as you came in, and how exciting those are to us. Those are each individually a prayer request that maybe you wrote on a card in 2018 that we prayed for in 2018. Isn't that cool? Those are all handwritten. Those are not fake cards up there. If you were to turn one over, you would see that those are all prayer requests. I think there's over 250 cards up there. Isn't that cool? It is really cool. Thank you for allowing us. How cool is it to be able to come alongside you all and to pray with you all about your prayer requests, your needs, throughout the whole year? And there are cards on your pew this morning, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I just wanted you, just to celebrate some of those prayer requests on those cards up there were about jobs. They were about illnesses. They were about, what else? Let me think. Cars. Bullies at school. Bullies at work. Those prayer requests are important because we need to pray. We have the opportunity to pray for one another. So today, I am going to share with you a couple of those things. One of the big praises that I wanted to share actually a year ago, just recently, Pastor Andrew Twible, who is the pastor at Kankakee First Church, who just got diagnosed with a tumor in his brain, is back to work. You know, yeah, it's awesome. That is so cool. And so we get to be a part of that. We get to be a part of his story because we all joined in praying, whether we know him or not. And whether we know whoever wrote those cards, we get to join the people in praying for them. Okay, so we're going to jump right in. So turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 10, verse 1. In Caesarea, oh, by the way, this is one of my favorites. So this is one of my favorite Bible scriptures from about the power of prayer. So I hope you enjoy it as well. So in verse 1, in Caesarea there lived a Roman army officer named Cornelius, who was a captain of the Italian regiment, meaning he was overseeing about 100 soldiers. Verse 2, he was a devout, God-fearing man, as was everyone in his household. He gave generously to the poor and prayed to God regularly. What an amazing testimony of who Cornelius was. Don't we all want to be a part of that testimony? Oh yeah, he was generous. He gave to the poor. He served God regularly. That's an amazing testimony of who Cornelius was. Let's go to verse 3. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, he had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming toward him. Cornelius, the angel said, have you ever spent time with God through the morning, like even Monty was sharing this morning, and throughout your day you began to see God move in a different way because of you spending time with Jesus? So powerful. Let's keep reading. Verse 4, Cornelius stared at him in terror. What is it, sir? He asked the angel, and the angel replied, your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering. Now send some men to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying with Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore. As soon as the angel was gone, Cornelius called two of his household servants and a devout soldier, one of his personal attendants. He told them what had happened and sent them off to Joppa. The next day, as Cornelius's messengers were nearing the town, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. So now Peter is entering the story. So we have Cornelius, and now we have Peter. Peter is a disciple of Jesus, meaning he actually spent time with Jesus physically. Isn't that cool? Okay, so here's Peter coming into the story. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw the sky open up, and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat them." "No, Lord," Peter declared. "I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure and unclean." But the voice spoke again, "Do not call something unclean if God has made it clean." That's a whole nother sermon. The same vision was repeated three times. Then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven. Peter was perplexed. What could this vision mean? Just then, the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house. Standing outside the gate, they asked if a man named Simon Peter was staying there. Meanwhile, as Peter was puzzling over the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, "Three men have come looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, and go with them without hesitation. Don't worry, for I have sent them." So God not only was meeting with Cornelius, but he was also meeting with Simon Peter. And what were they both doing? They spent time with God in prayer. And they were spending time with Jesus and his word. How cool. Well, you know what I mean. They were spending time with Jesus. And so that is both said about them. Okay, first we're going to skip down to 28, okay? So Peter told them, "You know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean." Verse 33. So this is Cornelius now talking. They're together. Now he's talking, Cornelius is talking to Peter. "So I sent for you at once, and it was good for you to come. Now we are all here, waiting before God to hear the message the Lord has given to you." Talk about being on the spot. Peter, you got something ready? Because we're all waiting and listening. We sent you from over here, and now you're here, and now you better be ready, Peter. So Peter goes on, and to share, and it says 34 through 35. "Then Peter replied, 'I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right.'" So Peter began to share the good news. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and they got to experience God. They got to experience the Holy Spirit, and it came upon them, and they were Gentiles. Peter, a Jewish man, should not even be with them. But God revealed to them through the power of prayer and the power of spending time with Jesus. They got to hear the saving power of Jesus Christ and why he came. How cool is that? And that's good news for us today. That's good news for us today. So Peter was an all-in type of guy. We can remember when he was in the garden with Jesus and he was so angry when they arrested Jesus that he cut off the guard's ear. He was all in. And we can remember even through the story we just read that when Peter was talking about what was clean and unclean, he was all in. He's like, "The Lord said not to eat it. I'm not going to eat it." He was all in. And this reminds me of a story, and I'm going to try to be quick. Of a story that I was all in. Not always in the best end. But we were driving back from Yellowstone about the summer. And we were in Wyoming, and we were headed back to Custer State Park in South Dakota. And we were meeting up with my cousins to go camping. And so we were coming in, and if you've been in Wyoming, this was our first time, you can like see for miles. It's beautiful. But you also can see for miles, and you saw a storm was coming through. And it was on the radar, it was on everything, and it looked awful. So we were like, "We need to get off." And we found a Walmart. So we're hurrying off. And by the way, you don't mess with a Texas-Oklahoma girl with tornadoes. You just don't. So we were running in, it started hailing, and we were running into this Walmart dog and all. And people were still leaving, and I was like, why are they leaving? Do you see what's going on? But they were leaving. But we went in, and we sat near the restrooms on a park bench, all of us. After many crazy looks, and Steve ended up going, we all went to the restroom, but Steve ended up going to the restroom, and that's part of the story. And we waited, and he finished. And he came out, and we're like, let's go, it's time to go. We got enough weird looks of the people of Walmart, we need to go. And so we leave Walmart, and we're going out to the car, and Steve goes to get his phone to put the GPS in. And he did not have his phone. And we're like, oh no. He's like, it's the bathroom. So he runs into Walmart, goes in to get to see if it was there, and he runs into two guys. One of the guys was like, come out, and he's like, did you see my phone? And he's like, oh no, I'm sorry, I didn't. And the other guy's like, oh no, I don't, no, uh-uh. So when he ran in, he took my phone because he was trying to do the Find My Friends app, you know, where you're trying to find your phone. And he was having a hard time trying to find his password. And so I'm in the car waiting, and I'm at a minor panic mode right about this time. And so when I get to the, I'm just waiting, and he comes running out, and he's like, it's not there. Customer service doesn't have it. And that by this time, he's like, we need to go. So he jumps in the car. He's like, go, go, go. I'm driving. I'm like, where are we going? He's like, it's at Arby's. And I'm like, okay. So we drive safely, securely, over to Arby's. We're at Arby's, and he's like, it's not here. It's across the street at the gas station, because he's noticing where his phone is, because it picked up on my phone. And so we cross the street at the gas station, and I, and he's like, that's the guy walking right in front of our van from the bathroom. And I'm like, so Steve jumps out of the car, and I'm like, oh, Lord, please just help us to get our phone back. And so so the kids and I were all praying, oh, God, please help us to get our phone back. And I'm thinking, Steve still has my phone. Who's going to call 911? Something goes wrong. And so I, as any normal person would do in a moment like that, I left the car running and left the kids all in the car, and I ran into the gas station, not even parking. I parked the car, but it was right in front of the doors. I was like standing in the middle of the door of the thing, and this, remembering where we are, Wyoming, this huge, strong guy comes in, and he's a cowboy, and he's like, what is going on? And I'm like, I'm telling the gas attendant, call 911, this guy stole my phone. And Steve's all calm and relaxed, and I'm like, you might want to go in there. And a long story short, and $20 later for that guy's gas, we got the phone back. And, you know, sometimes you don't know why you come across different people. And about after my adrenaline settled down for a while, Chris needed prayer. You know, you just never know. And today we're remembering him and that he needs prayer today. But he got our phone back. Praise the Lord. But I was all in. I was all in. I needed to calm down a little bit after that. So can you throw me that? Okay. So how does this have to do with prayer? So in my hand is a soccer ball. And Jack, do you mind coming? So I hope you can see this from up here. So how does this have to do with prayer? I'm a very visual person. And so many times when we talk about prayer, we talk about interceding on someone's behalf. And so go with me here. So visualize this soccer ball as somebody that we're praying for, okay? All right. So me, I want to keep, as any sport most of the time, you want to keep the ball to yourself and your teammates, correct, everybody? You want to keep it in your possession and not let the opponents have it. How does that have to do with prayer? We have the opportunity, and Jack, you're going to try to take it away. Okay. Yeah, he's like, not really. But I'm going to defend him in my heels, okay? But what Jack is symbolizing here is the world, our adversary. And what we have the opportunity as interceders on people's behalf is not only, we don't want this ball to be flailing out there in the middle of nowhere, no one's defending it, right? Or getting possession of it, correct? Everybody? Okay. So what we have the opportunity as prayer warriors to be all in is to stand in the gap with God, God on our team, so the world, and not just Jack. Poor Jack, you can go sit down. But not just Jack, but just the world and our adversary does not have the opportunity to get to our prized possession, whoever we're praying for. Does that make sense? We stand in the gap with God to pray for our loved ones and our friends that need to know about Jesus. And so, as we're thinking about those prayer requests on the back, we had that opportunity to do that in 2018. And I want to offer you that for this year in 2019, is that we have the opportunity to intercede on other people's behalf. We have the opportunity to be all in. Many of you have been praying for decades for people and loved ones to know Jesus. Can I just say, stay the course? Stay all in, because you never know when the breakthrough is going to happen. And I had a loved one just not that long ago. I told that person, I said, I'm praying for you. And that person looked at me and said, you can do all you want, but it's not going to work. And that kind of took me back. But you know what it made me do? Like Monty shared this morning, made me want to pray harder. Ain't nobody gonna get to him. So I'm gonna join with God, and I'm gonna pray for that loved one to know Jesus. And we have that opportunity to do it. Sometimes we can get discouraged, and they might not, whoever we're praying for, they might not show signs that they're experiencing God. But sometimes even our precious loved ones don't want to hear it from us. But God can send them someone else. Just like Cornelius was experiencing God, he sent Peter to share the good news. He spent time with God and prayed with God. Just like Cornelius was spending time, or Peter was spending time with God. God changed Peter's heart to share the good news. So when we pray for someone, whether they're at work, whether they're at the grocery store, whether they're with friends or neighbors or wherever they're at, God can meet them there through the power of praying for them. And so we have that opportunity to do that. Praying is one of the most important things that we do here at Trinity. It's why we offer so many different times to pray. For instance, Tuesday mornings, they come. Men's prayer time is at 6:30 a.m. on Tuesdays. If you want to come, come. On Wednesday nights, we have dinner at 6 o'clock. And then at 6:30, if you have a personal prayer request, you can come and pray. And then at 7, we have the prayer service. And then even on Sunday morning, we also have prayer time during our equip hour at 9:30 to pray. And those are opportunities that we pray over your prayer requests that you have given to us. There are prayer requests on your pews. If you want to pass those down, if you have a prayer request today, we would like to join with you in praying for those. They can be done anonymously. We don't have to know the details or who this prayer request is for. But let me tell you, when we're praying for someone, it's so good to pray specifically for someone. So then we can see what God is doing. So when we just pray that Peyton has a good day at school today, how about Peyton has a good interaction with such and such today? More specific. Do you know what I mean? So I would love to ask you to help us. We need to replenish our supply of prayer requests for 2019. So if you have a prayer request, jot it down. And in the back on the table as you leave, you can place it in that prayer card basket. But God still wants to do miracles today and in 2019. Let's not live in the miracles of 2018, but let's move on and pray for the miracles of 2019. Can we do that together? So I just can't wait to see what God can do. More than we can ask for or imagine. So what is your prayer for 2019? What breakthrough do you need or does a loved one need in 2019? Are you all in? God sure is. Let's make sure we meet with him. Can we go to God in prayer? Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to just meet with you in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for the ways that you love us and share with us. And we just pray, Lord, that you would touch us in a special way, Lord, encourage us. Lord, if we've been praying for a long time for someone, God, help us to stay the course. Help us to be all in. God, we think of Hannah in the Bible. We think of Jacob and King David and Peter and Cornelius. They were all in. God, help us to stay all in. Help us to annoy God with our prayer requests, as Monty shared. That's awesome. So, Lord, we just pray that you would bless us today. And we thank you, Lord. Amen.